evening, everybody, and welcome to Mahwah, New Jersey, Bergen County, for the start of this quarterfinal game between Sterling and Mahwah. Sterling's going to start things off. They'll be on the left side of our net going left to right. Mahwah will be in the black. They will go right to left. The simulcast of Sterling TV 19 and Sterling Radio. So we'll do our best to bring the sounds and the pictures for you. Sterling in the all-blue uniforms here. And guys, for our TV announcers, Kevin, we talked about this is a unique gym we're looking at right now today.
Yeah, very small, very short area back behind the end line. And of course, on the far end, we're looking at a wall with the girls sitting on the benches right there, but not a whole lot of room behind the end lines. And again, it's very much different than the gym at Sterling. Obviously, you know, we talked to some people. Sterling has this experience when they played in Gloucester Catholic, and some of the girls on the club teams have played in this atmosphere and some of the tighter gyms there.
All right, it looks like Mahwah will serve first. Again, from our right to our left, we're just about set. The winner goes to the semifinals here in this Group 2 state playoff game. So Mahwah in to serve first. They get it over the net. Dug up one. Sterling not able to get it over, so 1-0 lead, Mahwah.
Just a little miscommunication there. It doesn't happen much to this Sterling team, and we saw it right there. But again, anytime they have something like that, they can recover.
So Mahwah in to serve again. They lead it 1-0. Sterling digs. They set. Able to dink it over is Sterling. Mahwah reach on it. They go to Spike. Spike in the net and blocked on the play. Great job by Sterling. We're now tied at one.
Yeah, and that's something Sterling did yesterday, that double block, going to the net. They sealed it. That's been a big reason for their success in the latter part of the season, one of the many things they've done well.
Melanie Kaiser's actually going to stand well under the basketball backboard to serve this one. Kaiser serves for Sterling. She gets it over the net. It's dug up, set for Mahwah, far side. It's dinked over. Kaiser gets it up. There's a set, far side, and we have Sterling standing on the end line, a point for Mahwah, who leads it 2-1.
Yeah, you can see Mahwah right now really attacking the net, coming close to the net. They have a nice set there, and definitely a team that's going to be as aggressive as Sterling is going to the net.
Mahwah in to serve, leading it 2-1. And that is long and out of bounds.
Maria Zalidi with the serve right there that goes long.
So we're now tied at 2, and Sterling will serve.
And I have to think in a tighter gym, you're going to attack the end line a little bit more. I know we saw Sterling do it yesterday. A lot of balls went back high and deep that the other team had to recover from. Here, it's really going to be an issue where if you go past that end line, you just don't have a whole lot of room.
Ashley Sims in to serve. Knuckleball serve is dug out high at the net. And does it make it over? Yes, it does make it over. Sterling on a miss hit on that one, Kevin. 3-2 Mahwah.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where you're right at the net. You want to get up there, but at the same time, you're very much worried about hitting the net if you go up in the air. And just, again, a miss hit there by Sterling.
Mahwah by one. They let it go, and it is in. So Mahwah on an ace leads it 4-2.
Yeah, this is a Sterling team that, you know, as you look right now at Mahwah, serving here, I believe that is not.
Serve is over the net. Sterling controls. They set. Spiked. Dug out nicely by Mahwah. Mahwah looks to return. They dink it over. Sterling on a set. Far side. Dug up. And this is going to be points for Sterling. A beautiful spike by Kriebel, and they couldn't return it.
Yeah, they're the type of points there with Kriebel, with that spike and the power game going to the deep area of the court that, again, is you're going to have the short area in the back of along that back line maybe have some type of an impact.
Kriebel to serve. Sterling trailing it by one. Line drive serve, and it is long. Just long. That was a problem in their last game, Kevin.
Yeah, and that was something in the last game that the other team really didn't take advantage of till the very end when it was too late. But, you know, they're so dominant with the serve. Anything that's close, you're going to tell your girls on Mahwah to hold off on that one.
Serve coming, 5-3 lead, Mahwah, dug out by Sims. Set, far side, Applegate dinks it over beautifully for a point. Sterling, oh, they still play. I thought they were going to call that out. Great dig. Set it up now, miss it. Mahwah in control, they set for a spike. Far side, tip by Sterling, went off Applegate's hand. Mahwah point, they lead it by 3.
Yeah, that's an incredible dig right there. And again, that's when you know you're at the higher caliber of volleyball, when you see teams able to keep volleys going with great digs like we saw right there. That's probably one of the better ones we've seen this year.
Mahwah leading by 3. They will serve right to left. Serve comes in. They let it go long. So yet another long serve. Sterling now trailing at 6-4.
And that was Bridget Howland in there with the serve for Mahwah.
I think the girls are right now. Everybody's a little excited in the playoff game. I'd say that's why we're seeing long serves right now, because they got that extra energy right now. They haven't really sat down on the serves.
Danielle Croge in to serve, senior. It's amazing how quiet this place gets on a serve. Nice hit far side, dug up. Set now for Mawa, spiked over and long, Sterling Point. Sterling within one.
And that's a situation, especially with the girls who really can hit the ball hard. They have a power game, much like Sterling has. It's always difficult to judge, and you want to make sure you know exactly where you are on the court at all times.
Yeah. Sterling trailing at 6-5, Croge to serve. Serves a dug up, Mawa. And mishandled almost and lost, and we're tied at 6. Is a mistake there.
Nice job by Danielle Croge. If you're watching, Mr. McPherson's actually giving away where he wants to serve, and she's actually hitting the spots right on.
Yeah, they're trying to go back middle on these serves, and she's nailing them. Tied at 6. Sterling coming from behind. Game one. Croge goes back to the same spot. Set now. Here comes Mawa. Tries to dink over. Dug up by Applegate. Set. Sanchez dinks it over, dug out by Mawa. Mawa dinks it over, going far side. Applegate for a spike, dug up, and a point for Sterling as it goes into the crowd. Sterling with their first lead of the game.
Yeah, I think what you saw there prior to the spike, great spike by Applegate right there, but you saw Sterling mixing their soft game. They had Mawa diving all over the court, and again, when you're able to do that throughout Vice, something Sterling's done a lot better this year than last year, you're going to put yourself in position where you had Applegate come through with the spike.
Croge to serve again. Sterling leads it by one. Serves it back middle one more time. Mawa on a set. They look to dink. It's dug out by Kriebel. Other side of the net. Now straight up at the net. They jump. Sterling blocks it. A save in front of their bench. They look to bring it out. It is out. And Sterling point as it went in front of the bench for Mawa. And they couldn't get it back in play.
Yeah, they returned the ball on the outside of the antenna on the net. That's why the ball is considered out, even though it came in on the other side of the court.
Two-point lead for Sterling. Croge has him with the lead, 8-6. Game one. Croge gets it over clean. That back middle spot again. It is set for Mawa. Now a whistle. I believe we called a double hit there, guys.
I think it's an illegal rotation. So I think they got a point for an illegal rotation. The girls are lined up wrong on the serve. Like you said, Danielle's been real accurate these serves, and I think they actually, the girls in an effort to try to get into a strong position, had actually moved a little bit too early on the serve.
Mawa not happy. They call timeout. So Sterling now leads it 9-6 here in game one.
And we talked about how you have Coach Mac McPherson having the different zones right there. And, you know, you can call the right zones all you want, and they do a great job doing that, but the girls have to execute, and that's what they've been doing. You know, I'm talking to Joe Feeney. He also, after the one game, was saying, you know, was asking about some things that happened on our end of the court, because his job, for the most part, is watching the movement on the other end of the court and seeing where other teams are vulnerable and trying to attack those areas. So these guys, when you're talking about Feeney and McPherson, do a great job working together, communicating to the girls what they want them to do and what areas to attack.
So after the timeout, Sterling leads it 9-6 here in game one. Danielle Croge to serve. Again, it's funny if you're watching on TV. She is standing well underneath the basketball backboard as she comes in to serve this one. Gets it over the net, dug out. Nice dink over. Sterling will get it. They'll set it up far side. Applegate dinks it. Controlled by the other side. Here comes Mawa setting up the slam. It's dug up and hit off the face of Croge. So a point for Mawa.
Yeah, you can see Mawa really trying to set things up on that right side. And they just did a nice job getting some gigs, keeping the volley going, and setting up the shot and the matchup they had right there. And Mawa likes Sterling, really does a good job knowing where everybody is on the court and is good at hitting spots.
Mawa in to serve. They lead it 9-7. Lob, easy ball over the net. Sterling had trouble with. They get it up here. Sanchez dinks it over the net. Serve far side spike, and it goes off the deflection of Applegate, and that will be a point for Mawa. Now they're going to give it to Sterling. But it looked like it was a deflection there, Guy, and that's what the coach is asking to talk to the official. From up here, I had it being a tip.
Yeah, it was very close. No. Tough to see. And obviously, we don't have the replay, so, but yeah, it was a tight call. No question about it.
All right, Sterling gets the point and leads it 10-7. Lori Gerzinski, the senior, in to serve. She gets it over the net. It's dug up. Mawa on a set. Tap it over. Sanchez went to block it and went off her side. It'll be Mawa point.
Yeah. And you can see, again, when you get to the higher caliber teams, They're a lot like Sterling in that they mix in the soft game with the power game, and you saw that right there.
Set to serve here is Erica Monaco. She gets it over the net. It's dug up. They set it. Going far side. Kriebel, spike, dug up. Mawa on a return. They set it up. They go to spike. Kriebel gets it. Sets far side. Applegate on a spike, and it's dug up off the ceiling, and it'll be Sterling Point.
Nice job. It was a very nice volley where the they came out with the power and we came back with the power there. Nice set by Gorzynski.
Yeah, what a job by Applegate. Probably had one of the best games of the season yesterday in leading Sterling to a victory to get here.
Sterling leading at 11-8. Applegate to serve. Gets it over the net cleanly but long. Out of bounds again. 11-9 now, Sterling.
Again, some of the better teams aren't going to hit that ball that's clearly out of bounds, much like we saw yesterday with the teams in the first game hitting a lot of balls that could have been let go.
Mama with the serve. They trail it by two. Dug out. Sterling taps over. Beautiful block and a score there by Mars's elite of Mawa. It's now 11-10.
Yeah, that was the hit that was going to Gorzynski just a little bit long. Wasn't able to get her set up for the set and get her in position where she could set up Kriebel off to that left side.
Mawa to serve, leading at 11-10. Just get it over the net. Good dig by Applegate. Set it far side. Kriebel goes long, and it's going to be a tough ball and a score for Sterling.
Yeah.
Beautifully placed.
Yeah, Kriebel's doing a good job mixing up her power game, either going to the left side or deep in the middle. And again, yesterday we saw her at times come up, go soft in the nearer middle part of the court.
We have a substitution. Now we have Leilani Leon Carter coming in for Anissa Sanchez.
Kaiser in to serve. Sterling up by two. Gets it over the net. It's set. Spike up coming for Mawa. They send it long. It's going to be Sterling Point. Sterling by three.
Yeah, that was clearly one you want to let go. And, you know, when you look at a game like this, you can see Sterling feeling comfortable in a game like this. Mainly, I think, because of a lot of the high-level competition they face throughout the season. It's really helping out right now.
Serve over the net for Sterling is controlled. They set, looking to dink it over. Sterling gets control, setting it up far side. Kriebel slams off a hand, dug up nicely. Mawa a chance to return. They get it over the net. Sterling sets. Naomi Carter in front of the net looks to dig it and ran out of room. Two balls very close to the net. Mawa point.
Yeah, that's just a nice job of Mawa again, keeping the volley going. Sterling just had a little bit of miscommunication right there. And Mawa brings it to within two.
13-11, Mawa, they will serve. Not very hard serves for Mawa today. They just dink them over. There's a spike over for Sterling, returned. Mawa a chance to return. It's deflected off one of the up ladies for Sterling. Goes in for Mawa. It's now a one-point game.
Yeah, I think there's another example, Tad, of Mawa seeing the whole court. It looked like they were going to go to the right side or go across, saw that opening, and exploited that left area.
So Mawa again to serve. Zalit will serve. Sterling digs it out. Looks to set to Kriebel. Kriebel spikes it. Good dig out. Sterling a chance to return. They set it up. Naomi Carter spikes it hard. Was it touched? They say yes, it was touched. It's going to be Sterling Point off the touch.
Very nice finish.
Sterling now leads at 14-12.
Sterling, that's one area, you know, you have your hitter off to the side. You're talking about Kriebel and Applegate, but Sterling's really strong with Carter and Anissa Sanchez in that middle, and that's one of those things I think that separates them and puts them at this elite level.
Sims in to serve. Sterling leading it by two. She gets it over the net. Dug out by Mawa. They're having trouble with this, but they'll be able to dink it over. Sterling returns, looking to slam on it is Kriebel. She slams, it's blocked. Sterling retreats on it back to Kriebel. She dinks it over. Mawa returns. They look to set. Slamming it over. Almost dug on off the net. Sterling gets it and hits it over. It's still in play. Mawa dinks it over. Sterling looking to set. Here's Kriebel for a slam. It's blocked. Kriebel gets it back. They give her an illegal hit, and it's going to be Mawa point. Kriebel very upset. She's having some words with the player for Mawa.
Yeah, both attacking the net. Again, you see these better teams attack the net much the same way Sterling has. And that's why right now we're looking at a 14-13 lead by Sterling. Close game.
Ball is hit over. Not able to dig it was Kaiser. So we are now tied at 14.
And you can see when you're going against the better teams, they're going to hit the ball where you're not able to have that great set, the set where it's lined up perfectly.
That set goes in. It was let go on the play by Kaiser, but it goes inside the line, and Mawa has the lead back, 15-14.
Again, serving here. Amanda Berkman, I'm sorry.
Berkman will bring it in. Nice line drive hit there. Dug up, hits a light. They'll play on. It's right at the net. They tap at it. Sterling got to it first. Now Sterling steps on the end line, and a point for Mawa. Stepped on the line underneath the net.
And that's something we've seen twice today, but we really haven't seen a lot in our games. I mean, you see a lot of going over the net or tapping the top of the net, but not too many times have we seen that this year.
Serve goes over. Sterling a chance as Sims puts it back. Setting now is Mawa. Reverse slam, dug out nicely. Setting it up for Kriebel. Kriebel slams, deflected, and scoring a point for Sterling.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know, they're setting Kriebel up, but a lot of times the set's coming a little bit closer. She's got to move in and go up. That was a perfect set there by Grzinski, where Kriebel is able to stay back, have a lot of forward momentum, and she's able to get the kill.
16-15, Sterling trails it. Kriebel gets the serve in. It's dug up. Looking to send it over as Mawa deflected. Beautiful job by Kaiser. They got one more chance to get it over. Kaiser sends it in deep. What a dig by Kaiser. Spike coming up for Mawa. They spike it. Kriebel should have let it go, but she touched it. It's going to be Mawa point.
Yeah, again, you know, you're seeing the same situation with Mawa where they're not always getting that ideal hit where they're able to go back. They have to adjust and get over. They're not getting the perfect set because, you know, you're playing against a real good team, but got a real good set there and went in for the kill.
Mawa brings it in. They lead it by two, 17-15. Sterling sets it. Carter slams. Was it deflected? No. Mawa point. They lead it 18-15. So Mawa on a bit of a run here.
Both teams really trying to attack the end line. You don't see too many of the soft changeups really hitting each other with the power game right now.
Mawa to serve. Just getting over the net. Dug up nicely. Kaiser sets it. Applegate dinks it over. Mawa has a chance to set here, right at the net. Here's a slam. It's deflected. Sterling digs it up. Set far side. Here's Applegate. She slams, and it goes off the hands of one of the Mawa players for Sterling point.
Yeah, that was one you probably want to let go. Again, it's easier said than done. Once you start moving around, relocating, and you're concentrating what's going on the other end of the court, looking at the ball, sometimes it's tough to know exactly where you are in the court. And I think that's having a big effect on the balls that are hit deep.
Daniel Crows in to serve for Sterling. Gets it over the net. It's dug out by Mawa. A deep set. They're not going to get a chance for a spike on this one. They dink it over. Crows sets it. Sanchez, boom! Good dig there. I thought Sanchez might get some points. Dug over deep. Sterling through the roof. They play on. Sanchez has to dig it overhead and scores a point. Sanchez had to lift it over her head, and it fooled Mawa.
Yeah. Yeah, what a job of keeping things going. And I'll tell you what, I like that initial serve, Daniel Crows. Everybody's hitting the back area. She had that come up a little bit short and a little bit towards the middle area, and it made them come up and dive for it and really led to some momentum for Sterling in that volley.
Crows serves. Spike opportunity for Mawa, and it's blocked by Applegate, and Sterling ties it at 18. What a block by Applegate.
Yeah, they are. When you see, actually, Danielle actually went on a little bit of a run on her serve before, and now it's like, see if she can get another 5 or 6 points out of this run.
Game one, tied at 18. Crows gets it over the net. It's dug up nicely by Mawa. Here's their spike. It's controlled by Sterling. They look to set. Far side, Applegate spikes, deflected, and it goes into the Mawa bench. Sterling has the lead by one.
And you see they're coming back. Again, great job by Applegate with the spike right there. She got set up really good by Krasinski. And really a nice job. You talk about the little things that go on in the previous one of Applegate sensing what was going on and coming up with the block and getting that point.
We have a timeout, 19-18. Sterling leads it here in game one. And so far, Sean, a very close game for both teams.
Yeah, they actually, coming out, a very evenly matched team. Actually, Mawa's very good defensively, returning, especially a lot of the games before where we saw we put little dinks over and place the ball. They've been very good at getting those balls back and actually winning those points. I think we're actually a little bit of advantage more of winning the power points where they're winning the little dink and dunk points right now.
Zach Kazadeski, Kevin Schulz, Sean Klink up here from Mawa, New Jersey in Bergen County. The winner of this goes to the Group 2 state semifinal game. That'll be played tomorrow night if you're listening live on the radio or tomorrow afternoon, most likely at Riverdale. On Sterling Radio tomorrow, we will be live with the football playoff game at 7 o'clock. But right now, again, 19-8, Sterling with the lead in the serve. Crows gets it over. It is controlled by Mawa. They look to set. Spike over. Kriebel got a hand on it. Goes into Sterling Bentz. Applegate ran into the wall and saved it. We play on. Mawa spikes it over, deflected, and they will get the point. But what an effort by Applegate. That goes to show you how close this gym is.
Yeah, you see the wall right over. Hopefully, it's like she's all right after that. But I'll tell you what, you know, again, Sterling's ability to keep these volleys going is something that you're seeing from them this year. They, you know, they had a very good year last year, but you didn't see that as much. And you know, that's the reason why they're able to play at this level.
19 all, Mawa to serve. Dug up by Sims. Set far side, Applegate missed on her spike, hit it right into the net. So a 1-point lead for Mawa.
Yeah, that was a perfect set. And again, one of those miss hits you very rarely see from Carrie Applegate. But again, in a back and forth battle, in a big match like that, you're going to see things like that.
Taylor Jaffe to serve for Mawa. They have a 1-point lead, 20-19. Dug up by Sims nicely. Sterling looks to set. Far side, Applegate dinks it over. Mawa scoops. They set at the middle of the net. Spiked and blocked by Sanchez. Sterling gets it back on their side. Look to set. Sanchez hit it right into the net, though. And Sterling now trails at 21-19.
Yeah, that was just a little miscommunication
Sterling,
there in the middle.
Sterling calls time. So Sterling trails at 21-19 here in game one.
Yeah, I think that's a real good timeout right there because you had a situation where you had a miss hit and a little bit of miscommunication. This is a situation in a big game like this on a big stage where you want to get everybody together, calm them down, and get them refocused.
Well, the last 2 points from Mawa, if you notice, Carrie tried to kill one over the cross court, and then you had Nisa right there. We're getting a little bit too anxious rather than just putting in a nice good shot in. They're trying to hit the real big kill shots right now.
It's amazing, guys. It's been a game of runs, both teams back and forth.
And little, it's just where we see against the other teams 10-point runs. These are 3-point runs, 4-point runs, back and forth. And
here's Taylor Jaffe. Her team leads at 21-19. Sterling digs it up. Sets it, far side, Applegate spiked it, it's blocked, played on by Mawa. Mawa dinks it over, Applegate can't get to it, it's 22-19, Mawa.
That's a real nice shot by Mawa, because Sterling came up, sealed with that double block, forced them to go to the right, and I think if you're Sterling, you're thinking they're going to go to the right, but more towards the middle of the court to the right, they went laterally right along the net, and I think really caught Sterling off guard right there.
22-19, Mawa, it's dug up nicely. Set it far side, Applegate again, slams, and Sterling scores this time. It was blocked, but they couldn't get it over the net. 22-20, Sterling trails it.
Well, Applegate didn't miss hit on that one, I'll tell you that, and that just shows you pure power because they had the double block set up at the net. Everything was sealed, but that was just pure power there by Applegate to get the point.
In to serve, Lori Grzynski. Sterling trailing it in game one, 22-20. She gets it over the net. It's dug up and set. Mawa right at the net, a spike deflected. Sterling can play it. They set it up, going far side. Applegate again, she spikes it, return. And here comes a return dink by Mawa. Sterling to set, far side. Applegate on a spike again, dug up by Mawa, up through the rafters. They play on. Spiked over, dug up nicely by Kriebel. They're going for Applegate again. On a return, spike deflected. Nice dig by Mawa. They get a chance to put it over, and they do. Sterling digs it, return. Sanchez scores. Anissa Sanchez, one of her dink shots. It's 22-21.
Yeah, and again, that's what we see from Anissa Sanchez this year in that middle area of the court. The power game, had a miss hit early, a little bit of missed timing, but there, went into that soft game and found the open area off to the left side.
Sterling trailing by one. Grzynski serves. It's dug up. Mawa, reverse set. Spike goes far side. Sterling controls. Far side, Applegate hits it over. Controlled by Mawa. They set. Look to spike at the net, but they dink it over. Controlled to Sterling. Far side, Applegate spikes. Controlled by Mawa. They set it up. They look to spike. Dug up by Applegate. They're coming back up the middle, and it's hit mistakenly into the net by Sterling, and is now 23-21.
Try to keep him off guard with a little set to the back area right there, and Mawa gets the point.
Emily Adcock on a mistaken hit there. Here's Erica Monaco now to hit it in. 23-21, Mawa. Sterling sets. Kicked over by Applegate. Controlled. Set now. And a spike chance for Mawa. Dug up nicely by Kaiser. They're going far side. Applegate spike. Deflected. Dug up. A chance to return it for Mawa. They get it over the net. Sterling looks to set. Far side. Applegate again. Deflected. And Sterling scores. Applegate on the spike.
I'll tell you what, guys. They're doing a real nice job
setting up Applegate, getting her to come back. She doesn't have to move laterally, come up with force, and you know she's really hitting that double hit right there. Mawa's right at the net with the double hit, but just you're looking at Carrie Applegate right now. He's overpowering.
Carrie Applegate will serve, gets it in just over the net. Mawa digs a dink over and they score. What a beautiful dink by Amanda Breckman. And it is a one-point lead, a two-point lead, 24-22. This is for game one. And a timeout is called by Sterling with a 24-22 lead for Mawa.
Yeah, you're seeing right now where, you know, with Mawa taking a 24-22 lead, that soft game coming in. This has been a game of power throughout the whole time. And we saw Nisa Sanchez initially with a soft hit. The middle hitters are really having an impact in this latter part of this game. Then we saw Berkman with a great shot, great placement with a soft hit right there. Really kept Sterling off balance and enabled Mawa here to get themselves in a game point situation.
Both teams clear the huddle. The serve will be coming in now for Mawa. If they get a point, they will win game one. They lead it 24-22. Whistle in. We're ready for play. Clean serve over the net. Kaiser digs. Sterling sets. Applegate hits it over, and Sterling scores. 24-23, Sterling trails it.
Well, there we see that soft game. Great awareness of Carrie Applegate stepping up, knowing that Mawa was vulnerable in that middle area of the court. Just a great hit, a great heads-up play there by Carrie Applegate.
Melanie Kaiser to serve. Sterling trailing 24-23. Game is to 25. Gets it over the net. Set up. Slam opportunity, Mawa. It goes wide, and we're tied at 24.
I'll tell you what, if you're Mawa, you had to feel good about that opportunity. Had the good set. Came up in stride. Just hit it a little bit long. And again, as Tad said, we're tied here.
I believe you have to win by two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had that opportunity this year for Sterling. Just over the net. What a play on the serve there by Melanie Kaiser. Sterling by one. Now this point can win it for Sterling.
Again, you're seeing right now in this latter part of this game, where not so much the power games coming into play, but the placement of the hits and the serves right there by Kaiser.
25-24 Sterling. Kaiser to serve. Gets it over the net. It's dug up. Set. Here comes a slam. Nice job by Kaiser. It's off the rafters. They play it on. Sterling with Applegate knocks it over. And it goes just wide. We are tied at 25 in game one.
Nice job of Mawa. Constantly looking, knowing where they're at on the court. And that's one of those ones where you let it go. But it was close and just a little bit wide.
25-25. Must win by two. Mara Zalate into serve. She gets it over the net. Dug up by Applegate. A miss hit. She miss hit that one. A point for Mawa. They lead it 26-25 and can win game one right here.
Yeah, and it looked like Kriebel was going off to the left side to get herself set up.
Point goes up. Sterling returns, looking to go far side. Sterling gets it over. Dink over. Nice job by Kaiser. Spike far side for Kriebel. Deflected. They play on. Sent back over by Sterling. Other side of the floor. It's going to have to be dink over. Sterling gets the point. Miscommunication there, Kevin, cost them.
Yeah, that's what it was. They left that middle area open, and I think they thought they were going to go a little long with the set, and ball fell in the middle area court, and that's a tough one because obviously that was a game point situation there for Mawa. And Sterling stays alive at 26-26.
Into serve will be Sims, tied at 26. Must win by two here in game one. Sims gets it over the net. It is dug up. It is set. It is slammed. Sterling's Kaiser gets it. Sterling, a chance to bring it back. Miscommunication there, but Sterling does get it back. It's set. Another slam opportunity. Mawa dug up by Sterling. Set far side. Kriebel slams. It's dug up. Off the ceiling. They play on. Chance to get it over again. They do. And Sterling's side of the floor. They set it up. Naomi Carter slams. Goes deep and Sterling point.
Okay, great job of Naomi Carter coming over. But I think the story of that one was with Sterling's ability to get the digs. Mawa was able to set up their hitter perfectly. Had a great hit. But Sterling, with those digs, kept the volley going. Was able to get the hit and put themselves in position for the win here. Being up by one. And
Sims in to serve. Sterling can get a point. They can win. It gets it over the net. It is set. Spike opportunity for Mawa. They dink it over. Controlled by Sterling. It is set. Dinked over. Mawa controls. Sends it right back. Setting opportunity. Far side. Kriebel slams. It's dug up. Still in play. Mawa just gets over the net. Sterling has it. Another chance for Kriebel. She slams. It's brought right back. Set up. Dinked over the net. Sterling side. They return. Naomi Carter slam. Beautiful slam. And Sterling wins the game one. Sterling wins it 28-26 as Sterling back and forth wins game one.
I'll tell you, what a job on the road here, doing what they had to do, hit the soft hits when they had to hit, had great placement. But I think the story of this win is, again, a couple points ago when they were able to get the great digs and keep the volleys going and then set up Kriebel and Applegate for the kills that enabled them to win this game and go ahead one game to none.
It's an outstanding playoff volleyball game. Right now, you're 28-26 on the first game, and you know we were down the game point four times in that game. Came back and both sides, Mawa. I mean, if you saw, the girls were flying into the stands or playing. They're flying into their own seats. We had Ashley Sims flying into the stands over here. Really, really outstanding game, and you know this is what playoff volleyball is all about.
Yeah,
and the girls are really giving it all.
And guys, I can't help but think, you know, we looked at Riverdale last year and you saw them come up and they were a dominant team and winning the Group 2 state championship. That to me was the one thing that separated a team on that level was their ability to get digs on which would be points on kills from other team to keep volleys going. And that's what you're seeing from Sterling this year that you saw at times last year, but not as consistently. And ultimately, that's what ended up getting this win.
Well, also, if you look at our scoring, I mean, we had points from Carrie Applegate is hitting. We got points from Naomi Carter. We got points from Sanchez. We have points from Kriebel. It's all around team effort. I mean, and really, you know, the power game, we have three or four girls can really play that power game very well. I don't know if we had, you know, that total package last year.
Yeah.
As right now, they seem to be scoring across the board, which typifies how strong Sterling's team is. I mean, we went eight or nine deep in that first game.
I agree with you, Sean, because, you know, like you had mentioned about the power game, but with us having so many different players can come up with big hits, and I think a key point in that game was the soft hits in the middle by Carter and Anissa Sanchez at key points.
All right, we're getting set for game two here. Sterling has won game one 28-26. Anissa Sanchez pointing love to the crowd here. She's always been one to anoint the crowd and have some fun. So I'll tell you what, that was seriously intense. The pressure has really got to be on Mawa right now, trailing it one game to none.
Absolutely. And you wonder how Sterling, you know, how they're going to respond on this big stage. And I'll tell you, being in a situation where they were down two or down by one, where they had a game point situation, to fight back and come up with big points when they had to just says a lot about these girls.
Well, plus, it has to be frustrating for Mawa because they played well.
Yeah,
they played well, and then that's and they end up on the losing end.
All right, so Sterling will serve as we start game two. Melanie Kaiser, the libero, she will serve to start things. They switch sides of the floor. Sterling will go right to left. Mawa on the black will go left to right. Sterling leading it one game to none. We start game two. Ball goes over the net. Chance to set and a miss hit. The set was there, and a miss play. Sterling leads it 1-0.
Yeah, good start with Melanie Kaiser there with a nice serve, hitting the serve deep like we're seeing both sides. They're really trying to attack that back line.
Sterling leading it 1-0, Kaiser to bring it in. Brings the serve in, it's dug up, may go to Sterling's side. Naomi Carter tips it in for Sterling.
As we talked about, Carter in that middle area, having awareness of what's going on the other side of the court, found that opening off to the left side, was able to get the point for Sterling to go up 2-0.
2-0 Sterling, Kaiser to serve again. Line drive hard, gets it over the net. It's dug up, a chance to bring it over for Mawa. They do. Sterling looks to set on the return. Kriebel slams, return, straight up. Going to just be able to dink this one over. No slam opportunity, just gets over the net. Sterling to Naomi Carter, she has her slam dug out. Far side, Mawa just gets that over. Set up now. Here comes Kriebel for a slam, and she goes long on that slam. First point in the game for Mawa. It's 2-1 Sterling.
Yeah, just another back-and-forth battle. That was a situation where both teams had good hits, good placement. You had a few real nice sets, but both teams keeping volleys going, and just back-and-forth playoff volleyball right there.
Mawa gets the serve in, dug up by Kaiser, set far side, and dinked in beautifully for Emily Adcock, but not quite able to get the point. I thought she was going to get it. Sterling got it back. Now back on the side of the floor for Mawa. They look to set. And they set it in on a slam. Boy, what a turnaround on that one, guys.
Yeah, Mawa has digs that are closer to the ground.
I actually thought it hit the ground.
You almost think it's going off the ground. They almost have their hands on the ground when they get them. And you're thinking it's a point, and all of a sudden you just see things continue to go on.
Boy, I thought she was robbed, as did Sterling. 2-2, the serve goes over the net. Sterling looking to slam. Kriebel, shot deflected, and we have a line violation and a Sterling point. Is it either a net violation or a line violation against Mawa?
Yeah, good job of Kriebel shifting over, adjusting, getting herself in position to come up with the slam, and obviously you get that line violation. We've seen it happen a couple times to Sterling.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
You missed it too here. 3-2, Sterling with the lead. Sims to serve this time for Sterling. Gets it over the net, dug up. They look to set far side right at the net. Slam deflected by Sterling. And a point for Mawa. Tied at 3.
Well, that time Mawa came down the short side of the line. Typically in the first game, they were hitting cross court. But there, they went right down the line, and it worked out well for them.
So Mawa in to serve. Zalit gets it over. Sterling digs. A little long. Just gets over the net. Mawa hits it long. Brought back. And Sterling's going to get a point. What a dig by the libero, Kaiser.
Yeah, that's a great job. You know, a lot of your digs, you're stepping up, getting things in that middle area. That was off to the right side on a right-handed shot. Carver.
Now, do you have what player is libero for Mawa?
I have to check on that with Mr. Schuett. Yeah, they have their uniforms are very similar.
Yeah.
Kriebel to set it over. She serves it. Set far side. Mawa slam deflected. Sterling can play. They tap it up. Here comes Applegate. She slams. Dug up nicely. At the net. Coming our way into the stands and Sterling point.
Yeah, what a job of Carter in that middle area. And she's really coming on with her game in the middle area of the court. Just getting up and being careful not to hit the net. Just a great job of knowing where she's at on the court.
Sterling leading at 5-3. Kriebel to serve. She is just a sophomore. Hits it over. Dug nicely. A dink. Sterling's going to play it. Set up. Applegate a slam. Dug up nicely by Mawa. Back at the net. Mawa's going to have to dink it over. They do. Sterling controls it. Kaiser sets it up deep on their end line. Hits the roof. Now that's one play. If we're in our gym, it doesn't hit the roof. It's going to be a point there for Mawa.
Yeah, and we talked about the roof being a little bit lower. As you said, that's just a tough break there for Sterling.
Yeah, I got in a situation where Mel hit it, and then she couldn't hit it again once it hit the roof and came right back at her.
Served over by Mawa. Sterling controls. Applegate, a slam deflected, and Sterling point. Sterling still holds a two-point lead, now 6-4.
Yeah, that's about the fifth or sixth time we've seen Mawa attack the net, be in position to be right in front of Applegate for the slam and block it, but again, it's just an overpowering shot there by Applegate to get the point.
Danielle Crowe's in to serve for Sterling. Gets it over the net. It's dug up. Set now for Spike far side. Spike and scoring off the hands of Kriebel is Mawa. It's now 6-5.
Yeah, that wasn't much of a block there set up by Sterling. That was a pretty free hit coming across the net.
This is Bridget Hallinan serving for Mawa.
She's almost in the hallway to serve this one, all the way back by the back wall. Running jump serve. Gets it in, and it goes long. Wisely, Kaiser said, let it go. Sterling again holds a two-point lead, 7-5.
Yeah, good job. And obviously, when you're on that serve, you're not moving around like you are volleying.
Adcock replaces Sims here with a substitution.
Laurie Grzynski to serve for Sterling. Gets it over the net. It's dug up. Mawa to set at the net. Spike try into the net. It was a miss hit by Monaco, and Sterling now leads it by 3.
And I'll tell you what, I think even if she was able to hit that, real good job of defense. Applegate was right there with the block, even if it did go over the net.
Timeout called by Mawa. Sterling leads it 8-5 here in game 2. They lead it 1-0.
In general, when we're able to get our serves deep, their sets are actually a little bit farther from the net, so they have more of a chance of hitting it into the net there. And our blocks, our two outside blockers do a very nice job, so it puts a lot of pressure on them to try to get it across the net, and they try to overhit it, unfortunately.
And interesting, you look at two different styles. It seems like Mawa, their hitters, don't really hit the deep part. At times they hit the deep part, but they like going with that lateral game, that lateral hit right across. Mm-hmm. And to Sterling's credit, you know, a lot of times when they've done that, they've been able to answer and come up with some good digs.
And their power is coming more off the net a little bit more than Sterling. Sterling's getting their power hits a little bit closer to the net, or closer to that 1 meter line right by the net, whereas Mawa's a little bit further off the net when they hit.
We are in game two. Sterling leads it 1-0. They serve with an 8-5 lead. Sterling gets it over the net. Dug out by Mawa. Slam over and a point for Mawa. Is not quite able to get it. Was Kriebel.
Yeah, and that's that back set where you go the other way. And I know we've tried to do that a couple times. Kriebel had a little bit of success, but you know, you want to do that as Mawa did right there to keep Sterling off balance, and they were able to do it and get the point.
Taylor Jaffe in to serve for Mawa. Sterling leading it 8-6 as Jaffe's serve comes in. She gets it over the net. Kaiser digs. They set. Applegate, a spike over. It's controlled. Chance to set for Mawa. Far side spike. Dug up by Sterling. Right at the net. Blocked by Sterling, but it goes out of bounds off the block. And Mawa point.
Yeah, Sterling was right where they needed to be. Again, with that double block. Had it sealed. It just...
bad luck.
Obviously just hit off the Sterling girls and then went out.
So Jaffe again to serve. Now 1 point lead for Sterling. Kaiser takes it. They set it front, dinked over nicely. Mawa right at the net, looking to spike. Blocked by Sanchez, but it goes out of bounds. So two nice blocks. They both go out of bounds, and we're tied at 8.
Yeah, it's a shame. That was a nice, in the middle part of that volley, you had that fake set where she hit it over net. Something we saw Mawa do, saw Sterling do right there, but give credit to Mawa, keeping things going and getting the point.
Jaffe gets it over the net. It's been a game of runs. Mawa on a run now. Dinked over the net by Applegate. Into the bench for Mawa, and Sterling ends the run as they score and lead it 9-8.
Well, there's that back set. They go to Applegate when they're thinking they're going to have a front set going to Kriebel. She's lining up. And again, just enough to keep Mawa off balance and find that open area right there for Sterling to get the point.
Carrie Applegate to serve for Sterling. They lead it 9-8 here in game two. Sterling leading it 1-0. Serve gets over. It is set right at the referee for a Sterling point. They got it over the net, but the return was bad. Sterling by 2 once again.
So that was that deep serve that you were talking about, them having a little bit trouble of handling that. You saw it right there, and it's led to a lot of opportunities where they do handle it, but they're not able to get their sets close to net, and you talked about that earlier.
Applegate serves up 10-8. He gets it over. It's dug up. Not a chance for a spike. It's just lifted over. Now Sterling sets. A chance for a slam. Here's a score by Sterling. Great job by Kriebel as she slams and scores.
Yeah,
Sterling on a roll.
Nice set by Adcock. Kriebel adjusting a little bit to the inside. Yeah, when she gets that forward momentum going, crashing to the net, you know, she's just very difficult to stop.
11-8 Sterling. Applegate to serve. Just gets it over the net. It hit the net. Mawa a chance to bring it back. They'll dink it over. Sterling on a chance to set. Kriebel for a spike try, and she scores. 12-8 Sterling.
You can see right now, I think Sterling, you know, they're on a little bit of a run, but you have to think, and you'd mentioned, Sean, they're feeding off that win in that first game. I think that win, you know, had a lot of effect and really gave them an influx of confidence, and they put them in a situation where they really want to finish off Mawa in the second game.
Applegate serves it a little long, and that goes out of bounds. Sean?
Well, if you notice how Mawa's return line, they had 5 deep and only one person at the net, so it was kind of interesting how that worked, and then as soon as it hit, they came up, so it looked like they had a little trouble transitioning there to get those points.
Mawa to serve. Sterling leads it 12-9. The return goes off the bleachers, off the back of Adcock, who didn't look for the ball. It hit her right off the back of the head. 12-10 now. Sterling leads it. Mawa in to serve. This is Erica Monaco. Just gets it over. Kaiser digs. Sterling a chance to set. Kaiser dinks it over. Mawa now sets it up for a slam. Now they dink it over. Kaiser digs, set up, near side. Sterling blocks it, gets it back. Hit over nicely by Adcock. Now on Mawa's side of the floor. They look to spike, and it goes off the hands of Kaiser. Makes it a 12-11 Sterling lead.
That's unfortunate. When you're in the back line like that, I know it's kind of hard when the ball is coming right at you, but you don't want to reach over your head and try to play one. That looks like that's going a little long.
Yeah. Sterling with the 1 point lead. Serve comes over the net. Applegate digs. It just goes over. Return for points, and we're tied as Mawa scores.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a great kill. Talk about placement in that back corner, just in.
They're having trouble with the server, this young lady here. She's hitting it rather hard and getting it just over the net.
Yeah.
This is Erica Monaco again, tied at 12. Another hard serve. They let it go, and it goes long. Sterling holds the lead. They lead it 13-12.
Yeah, that's a good job when you have a girl dominating that deep air. If you think there's anywhere where it's any time where it's going to be close, especially when you have difficulty in handling the serve, take a chance. And Sterling's able to get the point right there and get themselves back in control with Melanie Kaiser serving.
Kaiser serves. Sterling up by one. She gets it over the net. Set at the net for a spike opportunity. Hit deep. Kaiser dings it out off the rafters. They set it up. Kriebel dinks it over. Set now for Mawa. Dink at the net. Deflected. Sterling has a chance to knock it over, but this is going to go long. It's a nice chance for a dive, but Sterling hits it long.
Yeah, Mawa doing, you know, we talk a lot about Sterling having success in that middle area, having their middle hitters. Right there with Mawa, you had Marie Zalidi doing a real nice job having some key hits in that middle area to get the point.
Tied at 13. Mawa gets the ball over. Sterling sets. Adcock hits it into the net. First lead of the game for Mawa at 14-13.
Mawa really picking up some positive momentum. So Adcock hit the ball in the net, but tell you what, Mawa did a nice job with the double block. We're right there to get it in case it did go over the net.
Rachel Monaco to serve. Mawa with a one-point lead. Sterling gets it. Kriebel slams, and it's blocked and scored on by Mawa, who blocks and scores.
Well, there you see that double block coming up again, and that's been huge here in the last couple points that Mawa's been able to get.
The game of runs continue, as on the run now is Mawa leading it 15-13. Line drive serve. Applegate takes it. Adcock hits it. It's deflected. Who's going to get the point? Sterling gets the point as Adcock wisely just got it over.
Yeah, that's a great job of Adcock sensing that the double block was right there in front of her and just tipped it to that open area behind the girls. Great soft touch there by Adcock.
In to serve here is Ashley Sims. Sterling down one, but leading it 1-0. Gets it over the net, set right at the net. Spike try blocked, and Sterling not able to get to it. Mawa with the point.
Yeah, just an overpowering hit. You know, a lot of what we've seen, how we've seen Sterling, especially with Applegate, attack that double block right there. There we saw Mawa do it and get the point as we look at Marie Zalidi with the serve again here.
Mawa gets it over. They lead it by two, 16-14. Reverse set, and it's going to go out of bounds. Three-point lead now, and Sterling will call timeout with Mawa leading at 17-14 in game two, but Sterling with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I think right now, you know, this comeback isn't as much about Sterling making mistakes. Mawa's just playing really well, attacking the net. You have the double block and making things difficult for Sterling's net game.
Yeah, when you look at this front line, we've struggled a little bit with this front line trying to hit the kill shots here. When they had set up the double block, they've actually done a nice job of blocking our outside hitters and our middle hitters right here at this front line.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's more about not what we're not able to do, but what they're doing, how they're adjusting it. And that double block is like you said, Sean, kind of taking our hitters where we've had success on the outside out of this game for this point.
Three-point lead, Mawa back to action. They serve it over the net. Sterling looks to set. Kriebel taps it over. Dug up by Mawa. They look to set far side. Dinked over, and scoring is Mawa. Their biggest lead of the game.
Yeah, real nice play by Hound. And, of course, we see her go laterally across the net, but coming up in the air, sensing that opening, goes with the soft game and gets the point.
18-14 Mawa here in game two. Sterling leads it 1-0. Good serve over. Dug up by Sims. They set it. Naomi Carter spikes it in. Sterling scores. It went off the net, and that really created confusion, but Sterling scores.
You know, Sterling had got on a couple little runs earlier with things getting going in the middle with Carter and Issa Sanchez, and right there, Carter scores a key point to stop the run of Mawa and hopefully get things going for Sterling as you look at Kriebel serving right now.
Kriebel to serve. Sterling down three, 18-15. Kriebel does get it over the net. It is dug up by Mawa. No chance for a spike. They'll dink it over. Sterling controls. They have a shot for a spike, but they'll dink it over with Applegate. Now a dink over. Beautifully done. As scoring is Mawa on the play. Amanda Breeman.
Yeah, just a great job of placement there by Breeman, putting it in that middle area. Sterling sensing a kill or a hard hit right there, backed up and left that middle open.
Serve is over the net, and a touching of the net by Mawa will give Sterling a break, and it's now 19-16. Sterling trails it.
Yeah, one of the few mistakes you've seen Mawa make in this run, this little mini run they've had over the last couple minutes.
Now into serve for Sterling, Danielle Crowe. She went on a run in game one. Sterling trails this game 19-16, but lead it overall one game to none. She gets it over the net. It's dug up, a chance for a slam here, but they dink it over. Dug up nicely for Sterling. Sanchez slams, returned towards the bench, and running into the bench and knocking over two chairs as Sterling scores is Bridget Hallinan. What an effort by Hallinan, but Sterling scores.
Yeah, Hallinan diving over there. But again, you see that middle hitter. Again, first it was Carter. There's Sanchez coming up with a couple key points here in an effort to get Sterling going and get them within two here.
Sterling trailing at 19-17. The coaches adjust their chairs. The referee's asking them something on the far side, possibly to back up the chairs a little bit maybe. Well, this is the second time they've gone over there.
It's an illustration of how tight this gym is. I mean, you're going right from the end line to the chairs, and really you're essentially 3 to 4 feet right off the out-of-bound lines right into this chair.
Well, wisely, I think for safety as much as anything, the referee has just asked them because the chairs are so close because of that wall. They have moved the first 3 or 4 chairs more down towards the end, if you will.
Yeah.
And it only makes sense because most of your hits that are going to the outside are up closer to the net. I mean, occasionally you might get one a little bit deeper, but for most part, from what we've seen, anything that goes to that outside area is within about 10 to 12 feet of the net.
So we are not ripping officials here. We are congratulating officials for a nice call there.
Let's clear that up right
now. Let's write that down. Tonight it's at 5:45 as the serve comes over the net. It's dug up. Set a spike chance for Mawa. They missed on it, though. It was missed on the spike by Monaco, and Sterling is within a point.
Yeah, I mean, Sterling's come up with some nice hits, nice plays, but really the story, this little mini comeback by Sterling has been a couple mistakes here by Mawa to enable Sterling to get back in this game.
And Sterling had a little bit of a breather to regroup after the chair incident there. So into serve again will be Crowe. She gets it over. A deep one. It's dug up straight and goes high through the rafters. This is going to be a chance just to tap over by Mawa. They tap it. Sterling a chance to spike. See ya! Sanchez scores, and we're tied at 19.
Yeah, Sanchez against Sterling, getting that game going at the middle of the net. You know, if you're Mawa, you had the 4-point lead, you have to think that was your opportunity to get back in this game, but you have a couple mistakes. You let Sterling back in the game, and they take advantage of it right there.
Yeah, and it's the unforced errors that, you know, that will haunt coaches when they go to bed at night. The one where we turned the serve a little bit long, and a girl had a nice clean hit and ended up hitting the net, unfortunately, on the follow-through. But one of the keys of the Sterling run here, too, is like right now in our front line, they're really going back to our senior leadership, and you're seeing a lot of sets to Anissa Chantez and Carrie Applegate, and those seniors are taking charge and really finishing them all.
Anissa Sanchez, Kevin, as good as they come at finishing and scoring.
Yeah, and it starts with that middle area, and I think the middle area is picking up with Sterling has taken away from them with those outer area hits. And give Mawa credit, they had the double blocks going to the net, kind of took Sterling out of their game. And right now, Sterling's kind of revitalized themselves, but it's happened in the middle with girls like Carter and Anissa Sanchez right there coming up with the kills.
All right, we are at 19-19 here in game two. Sterling leads it one game to none. The first to 25, you must win by two. Crowe's to serve for Sterling, again, tied at 19. She gets it over the net, and a score is in. Little communication problem, and nobody took it.
Yeah, that's a mistake right there. Again, you know, it's one thing when a volley gets going, you're moving around, you're not aware where you're on the court, but on the serve, you want to know where you're at, and that's one you have to handle and have to know where that ball's going to go.
Sterling 5 points away from advancing. They lead it 20-19. Crowe gets it over, dug up. Sterling right at the net. Sanchez scores on it. Sanchez got it at the net and dinked it home. Sterling 4 points away.
Yeah, we talked at length of how Sterling mixes in their power game with their soft game. Great awareness there. Sanchez in the middle, finding that open area to the left.
Danielle Crowe on a run for Sterling. They lead it 21-19. She gets the whistle to serve, and here we go. Crowe is ready. Gets it over the net. Dug up by Mawa. They look to set. Not quite a slam far side. They dink it over. Applegate saves it. Here comes one for Applegate to slam. Dug up by Mawa. Applegate sets it back up. Little give and go for Applegate. She slams off a deflection. Mawa digs it up. They go far side. Chance to slam. Sterling digs it up. Set at the middle. They'll dink it over with Sims. Sims puts it in a good spot, looking to set for the spike far side. Mawa, spike block. Sterling has a chance to return, and they call a bad ball on Sterling. Actually, Sterling gets the ball, as I believe the net ball, Kevin, for Mawa.
Yeah, I think she may have hit the net. I'm going to guess
on her follow through. She hit the net, yeah.
So Sterling now leads it 22-19 in game two. They are 3 points away from advancing.
So if you look at this volley return, they're five deep on the volley return here, and Danielle's been killing them with this.
Right in the middle of all five again. They dig it up and set. Chance to spike it over. Sterling blocks, but not quite. It'll be a Mawa point, as it wasn't completely blocked. It's now 22-20.
Yeah, that's a key point that if you're Mawa, you really needed to get to stop this run of Sterling. That's a big, big point there for Mawa.
Mawa in to serve now. Hallinan will serve. Sterling leads it 22-20. Running jump serve. Line drive in. Sterling Sims gets it. They try to get it. No. That was just too good of a serve.
Yeah, go on.
22-21. Sterling leads it. But this is a tough serve. This is probably who Mawa wants serving in this situation.
Yeah, again, with a real good serve and trying to hit that back air, much the same way Sterling had when they went on the run of their own.
Bridget Hallinan in to serve. Her team trails it by one. Line drive serve, dug up by Sims. Sterling looked to set. Slammed by Applegate. It's deflected. Played on now by Mawa. They dink it over. Controlled by Applegate. Give and go. Applegate a chance for a slam, and she scores! Sterling leading at 23-21.
Yeah, you need a big point. You go to Carrie Applegate, your big hitter right there. That's a huge point, especially when you look at a Mawa team that came up with a couple points, was creeping closer. And Sterling really puts himself in a good position right here.
Laurie Gorzinski in to serve, floats it over the net. Set and dinked over. Sterling takes it. Sanchez sends it deep, a dig out for Mawa. They'll just have a chance to dig it over. They dig it. Set up for Sterling. Setting it up. Here's Applegate. She slams, deflected. Played on by Mawa. They set it far side. Slam off the arm of Sterling, off the roof. They have a chance to return it. Had it not hit the roof, they wouldn't have got it. Now Mawa with it. They look to set far side. A slam again deflected. Sterling returns it. Set at the net. Applegate. Slam. And they score. Sterling is 1 point away.
What a job of Kriba coming over. And again, you can't say enough about the job Sterling's doing and getting their outside hitters back in the game. You know, Mawa nullified it with double blocks in the middle part of this game, but they really have Kriba and Applegate back in this game, getting some big hits, and no bigger hit than that right there.
Laurie Gorzinski, can they win it in advance? Serves it over. It's set up by Mawa. Set far side. Slammed over. Sterling controls. Set at the net. They dink it over Gorzinski. Mawa controls. They look to set. They dink it over. Controlled by Sterling. Here's a set. Here's Applegate. She dinks it over. They still play on. Mawa returns at the net. Into the net. Sterling wins. Sterling wins and advances to the state semifinals of Group 2.
Very nice job by Sterling there. Keeping the composure even when they were down by four in that final game. They kept their composure and stayed strong and played his team and finished it off.
Yeah, I think in that game you could see why Sterling's such a complete team. You saw a little bit of everything, the real nice set, the great digs. And for a time, I think when Mawa, again, took the outside hitters out of the game in the middle part of that game, you saw girls like Anissa Sanchez and Carter come up with key hits in that middle area of the court by the net. And then towards the latter part of the game, that's when Applegate and Kriba really took over with those outside hits and finished Mawa off to put Sterling in another rematch tomorrow.
Nisa Sanchez,
Riverdale,
right in front of us into the crowd. We will have a post-game show here on Sterling Radio, also on TV19. For our TV audience, we will take a quick break right here. We'll be back with the post-game.
Because you say it through a screen doesn't mean it won't hurt someone in person. Cyberbullying is a crime. If you wouldn't say it to their face, don't say it online. If you or someone you know is a victim of cyberbullying, don't wait. Go to guidance and talk to a counselor now.
Yeah, back here with our stars of the game. First, Danielle Croge. We have Anissa Sanchez, Coach Mac McPherson. Danielle, talk about a little bit about that first game where it was back and forth. Have you ever been in a more exciting game there at a high level? And what was your feeling in that game towards the end?
Well, we haven't been in like a really tight game, but today I was just told to go in and serve, and that's what I did to get our team like a little jump so we have space to go.
And that seemed, I think you serving in that second game seemed to be a huge key that enabled Sterling. It was down by about four, which was a big gap in this game because the games went back and forth. Were you trying to really hit that back line, that back area? What was your strategy in serving?
When we watched film, he told us to look for 13. So every time we went up to serve, kept my eye on 13 and served right to her. Hopefully she messed up.
And that was a big key. Talk about the excitement after winning the second game. What were you guys saying when you went over there?
Just to keep it up and not feel like they're going to give up because they lost the first game, and just to play our hearts out.
Danielle, thanks for coming on. Great job. Congratulations on the win, and keep it going with the big win tomorrow, and hopefully we'll see you up here on Saturday. Okay, thank you.
We got Anissa next.
And we have Anissa running all around.
She should be used to us.
Misbehaving as usual. I'll tell you, you know, a great job. But one thing we felt like in the middle of that second game, it seemed like they really had to double block on your outside hitters, tried to take your outside hitters out of the game. And it looked like you and Lalani really took over and got some key points in the middle area of the court by the net. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, outsides are a big part of our game. They're strong hitters. And up front, we all are strong hitters. But once they start to recognize how much we go outside, that's when we start to share it for middle and right side. And between us mixing it up throughout the game, they really just can't tell. So between us calling for the ball and Carrie calling for the ball, and Lori so quick and crafty, they just can't tell. And if we can get that quick middle set and just slam it home, it's worth everything we can get for it.
Yeah, and you mentioned the slam, but it seemed like, again, as you guys have been doing in the latter part of this year, you got a key point after a slam with a soft hit off to the left side. That's something you're continuing to do here?
Yes, as long as they give us those open spaces, we're going to continue to recognize them and go after them. If they give it to us, we're going to take it and we're going to run with it.
And Anissa, talk about being one of the senior leaders on this team, how great it feels to have, be on a team where it seems like everybody contributes. I mean, I look out there, it seems like every girl out on the court came up with a key point at a key time in this game. Talk a little bit about that.
It's just amazing to know that these girls want it just as bad as we do. Like, it doesn't feel like there's grades that separates us. It's just where there's no grades or anything. They just one big team. Like, everybody wants it just as much. They're willing to push no matter what, and it's just a great feeling to know that we have that behind us.
Anissa, thanks for coming on with us. Best of luck tomorrow. And again, we could be back up here on Saturday, but hey, give it your all tomorrow. Big game against Riverdale, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. And we bring Coach Matt McPherson on here. The heart was racing a little bit, I'm sure. And again, especially that first game. Have you ever been involved in such a tight back and forth match, a game as you did there, in such a high level?
It's still racing my heart, actually. But I don't remember. We had a home game last year against Summit. Was it the same round? No, it was a round earlier. So, but that match went 30-28, and it was the same thing. A couple times each team was serving for the match. So very similar to this match. But no, they're a lot of fun, you know, yeah. Especially when you win them.
Right? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's the thing. We saw it where if they went ahead by four, you'd call timeout. I don't remember any one particular one, but there was a couple of times where you had the timeouts. What was said in those timeouts, basically?
Get the ball back. No, we were trying to tighten up our serve receive. Our passing was just a little off. I thought, especially in the first game early on, we're kind of a little jittery and just making some unforced errors. And we know that's going to happen, but we just shake it off and not let that turn into 3-4 errors.
Yeah. And talk a little bit, you talk about your team's resiliency, especially over this 2-week period where you had time off. You didn't know when you're going to have games, but within the game today, you saw a lot of resiliency. And I'm going to ask you the same question have you talk about what I had Anissa talk about how you're getting contributions from everybody. Talk about how important that is, especially at this high level.
Two words, Danielle Croge. There's a reason I'm a math teacher. My vocabulary is kind of going blank right now. But what she did today was just outstanding. And here's a kid who, didn't play a major role all season long. And then, we talked to her and said, listen, I see you stepping up in this playoffs, and we're going to need you right here. And she responded today with just just an outstanding performance. And you know, you never know who it's going to come from on this team.
Okay, now we're officially allowed to talk about Riverdale now, right? We're not looking ahead because it is tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about Riverdale and tell us about what's going to be the key for your team.
We went and scouted them on Tuesday. We got some film on them. We're going to watch it on the bus ride home, actually. But they have a tremendous outside hitter, number 7. Mary McAbee's her name. Yeah. She was there last year. She's much better this year. They look to go to her all over the floor. I mean, back row, she'll hit. You know, I think I think we can get to her. I think we can block her. But that's going to be the key. They also play a defensive system that we don't see at all, actually, throughout the season. So it'll be a slight adjustment for us. But, you know, we know how we want to attack it, and it's just a matter of going out and executing.
You want to hit the net, and I'll finish off by another thing. It seems like, again, you know, looking at your team this year, seems like you're able to compete at this high level. Talk a little about the digs you guys are getting and your ability to keep volleys going.
The girls that are making those digs, they play all year round. They play club. You know, they've just seen it thousands of times, and it's just a matter of being in the right position and reading the hitter that's coming at them, and they do a great job.
Coach, thanks for coming on with us. It's been a lot of fun, and we want to keep it going. Best of luck tomorrow, and hopefully we'll see you up here on Saturday.
I hope so, Kev. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thanks for coming on. Okay.
All right.
And that'll do it. And we'll send it away here for Mr. K, Sean Klink, everybody who came up here. Hopefully, we got up here quick, but I don't think Mr. K got any tickets. I know they have those radars and tickets you might get in the mail. But just a great job by the Sterling Lady Knights and continuing this great run going against Riverdale tomorrow. For Mr. K, Mr. Klink, I'm Mr. Schulz. We'll see you next time on Channel 19.